The first reading for today is from Proverbs chapter 4, verses 10 through 18. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to the instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on to your way. For they cannot sleep till they do evil. They are robbed of slumber till they make someone fall. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand for the reading of the gospel. The gospel reading for today is from John chapter 14, verses 1 through 6. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am. You know to the place to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. Our readings do talk about Jesus being the way, the truth, the life that we follow. And then also the understanding very simply is, as the Lord has said, he leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. That's what God wants to do. He wants to help us to know where we need to go. And the role of a shepherd is leadership. That's what they are about, is leadership. They're not the dictator. Even as we saw with Jesus as the good shepherd, he allowed Judas to betray him. He allowed Peter to deny him. He could have prevented these things, but he allowed these things to take place. The shepherding role in leadership also is not democratic. He doesn't take votes. The shepherd doesn't say, okay, let's see, who wants to go this way, who wants to go that way? You know, that doesn't work. He can't do that, because if he were, then he's letting us choose wrong paths at times. It's also not kind of that laissez-faire kind of leadership where he doesn't keep an eye on the sheep and lets the sheep do what they want. The shepherd is there to make sure the sheep are safe and protected, and even if one were to wander off, to bring them back. Because it's been said that sheep really don't have a sense of direction. They are a herd animal. But when they start to wander off, they don't even realize that they're wandering off in that sense. And that's where we even have that passage that says, all we like sheep have gone astray. Because sheep can go astray. And the shepherd is there to lead them. And that's what the shepherd does. He leads. He doesn't follow. He leads the sheep. The sheep go where he goes. He's leading them to the pastures. He's leading them to the waters. He's leading them to the stables. He takes them where they need to be, and they keep their eye on the shepherd to follow him so that they know that they're going in the right place. He's the one that is going to break out the food. We're going to stick with the shepherd. He's the one that's going to take care of us. And being out in front also allows that shepherd to encounter the dangers first that might be on that path so that he can deal with those dangers. And the shepherd also, well, just simply is the one who knows where to go. He knows how to get where he's going and when it's time to move and when it's time to stop. And so we follow that shepherd. The shepherd doesn't drive us down paths. Jesus doesn't do that with us. just as a shepherd doesn't do that with the flock. The shepherd doesn't drive us and push us down the road and keep us down. The dog's behind that shepherd, and the sheep might be herding them up to try and keep them together, but that's not like they do with a cattle drive. You don't do that with sheep. They don't drive sheep. It just doesn't work that way. Not with that kind of an animal. But he does at times lead us to where we're going in a way is to help us to understand that while not driving us, where he's taking us is where we need to be. Where he's taking us is not only where we will find that food and rest, but also that protection, that safety. The shepherd doesn't outpace his sheep. Wouldn't work very well if he did. Some of you walk with other folks, go out walking, and some people walk really fast. And some people walk really slow. Being someone who's about 6 feet, you can kind of guess where I fall in that. Not in the really slow category. So sometimes I have to be told, slow down. Very, very seldom do I walk with somebody that outpaces me, unless I'm just not walking at all, which happens. Sometimes we like sheep sit down too. But the shepherd knows how far we can walk too. And he's not going to leave any behind. So he's going to take us on that path that leads us to where we're going at a pace that is right for us. And it's not the same for everyone. So maybe there are those that he might take ahead, but he's not going to outpace us and get ahead of us to the point where we are lost. He's going to lead us in those righteous paths. He leads us in paths of righteousness. Not in paths of salvation. He's already taken care of that. Think about that within the idea of what the psalmist is saying. The Lord is leading us in paths of righteousness. Our salvation is already secured because the Lord is our shepherd. He's taking care of that. But paths of righteousness is going to imply that there's something that we have to be doing along this way. And there is. We need to be following actively, and we need to be serving him along the way. Not going down the wrong paths, but staying on his path, the right path, the path that leads us to the good things that we need to be about. Not just the good things that he's going to provide for us. The good things we need to do. Paths of righteousness. Righteousness is something that we are active in. Salvation is not. We get saved because of what Jesus did for us. His death, his resurrection, we're saved. Paths of righteousness. Now this is where works come in. We're already saved, but in response to that being saved, we have responsibilities to follow the shepherd. We're saved by grace alone, but we still have this sinful life, and so we still need to know the right way to go, the righteous paths of Jesus. We need to keep following the shepherd. And well, wrong paths, they're in abundance around us, aren't they? If you ignore God's word, if you violate your conscience, if you go against good advice that is Christian-based, if you disobey God's commandments, if you search for wrong goals, if you feed on the wrong kind of food spiritually, if you follow ungodly friends, all of these can lead you down the wrong paths. Sometimes I've been down paths where I wasn't sure if I was on the right path or not. Or actually, sometimes if I was on a path at all that was meant for humans to be on. I mean, I have been down the dirt paths. I've been down the fields where I'm going, I'm not sure if this is an animal or a human trail anymore. The sign said over here, and then there wasn't a sign. Or there was a post, and the sign was missing. Which way do we go? We don't have a leader here, so I guess we'll have to figure this out on our own. I've been on paths that were mulch and paths that were dirt. I've been on paths that were boulder fields. That's really fun because you're not sure when you're at the end of where you need to get off of this boulder field and onto the next part of the regular trail. Unless you go all the way down to the bottom. It's not always easy to discern what that right path is. I mean, it's not mapped out for us like a yellow brick road. Wouldn't that make it easy? If all of life were a yellow brick road, we'd know exactly where to go, exactly the direction we should be on. And yet, as we find out in The Wizard of Oz, you could still get lost, huh? Crazy. He leads us in paths of righteousness. And the second part of that phrase is just as important as that first part. For his name's sake. Because we've already been saved. Now we are called to be the Christians that he wants us to be, to do the good things, to do the good works down those paths of righteousness. But we don't get the credit. It goes back to Christ again. For his name's sake. And that's what we're doing in this life. We are continuing to follow Jesus, not for our sake, but for his name's sake, so that others would follow him as well. They would see God's good works in us, God's good works through us, not to the credit of our salvation. It's already been done. But for his name's sake, so that he can continue to restore our souls and to restore the souls of others that are lost along the way. God has already taken care of you. For his name's sake, though, he wants to do more now. He wants to lead others through you, to use you as his hands, as his feet, as his mouth, as his ears, as his shoulders, to use you to share this good news with others, to call others onto this path to follow as well. Sometimes God brings us down that path with a sturdy rod, sometimes with a gentle, loving voice. But he knows what's needed. And sometimes we need one or the other. Sometimes that gentle, loving voice telling us this is the direction we need to go is all we need. Sometimes the rod, the shepherd's staff. I used to joke that when I wasn't following God the direction he wanted, he'd break out his spiritual 2x4 and wrap it upside my head. Sometimes it feels like that in life, like God is using a 2x4 to get my attention. I'd rather listen to the voice. And he tells us where he wants us to be. He tells us that he is our salvation. He tells us that you would be lost without him. And let me assure you that the only way to go down that path of righteousness is if you're following the shepherd. If you're following Jesus. Something he makes perfectly clear about this path of righteousness is that you will never go down it if the Lord is not your shepherd. All other paths lead a person to persecution, to hell, to damnation. One path leads to heaven. The one that Jesus leads us down. The direction he, our good shepherd, takes us. No other leader, no other guide is worthy. Only Christ is our shepherd. And only Christ can show us the path of righteousness that will lead us to heaven and lead us to eternity. The path is before us. The shepherd is before us. You should know by now which way to go and who to keep your eyes on. We continue our journey through Psalm 23, knowing that the Lord is our shepherd. Because of that, we shall not want. He makes us to lie down in green pastures. He leads us beside those still waters. He even restores our soul. And then he leads us in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I'm thinking that we're pretty well taken care of at this point. But stay on the path and keep your eyes on the shepherd. In Jesus' name, amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts, your minds, and your lives always in Christ Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, our God, our shepherd. Amen.